Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Psychic Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Thanks to everyone for joining us today. Today, we're talking about changing your future or controlling your future. I think that's our topic today, controlling your future. But first, I want to let everybody in the queue know that we will be getting to your calls at about 15 to 20 minutes after the hour. So I guess that would be 10:15, 10:20. Pacific time, 1:15, 1:20 Eastern time. For those of you who are visiting our show for the first time, we thank you very much for joining us today. Want to let you know how to stay connected with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on that follow button under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. And you may follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Amazon.com, Neil's books are available, so we invite you to go there as well. And I guess that's it, Neil. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Before we get into our topic, we had a recent news item regarding sea lions that were poisoned at a local animal hospital. And what happened, actually, Neil and I visited this facility last year, and what Neil, in the news report, I think you know more about the news report than I do. What did they say?
Well, there are some of the seals in this rehabilitation center were poisoned. There was some kind of vandalism done and entry, and the seals consequently were harassed and poisoned.
They're still alive, I believe.
Yeah, I think what we're referring to, what you're referring to, is we visited this facility probably about a year ago.
It was in July of 2014, and I didn't realize, you know, I heard the report about the sea lions being injured, but what I didn't realize is it was the facility that we had visited, and what happened was when we were visiting the facility, Neil actually said to one of the volunteers, "This place does not look very safe. Don't you worry about climbing over the fence from the side of the road?" Is that what you?
Well, yeah. Well, it was. It just wasn't that. It was the vibe I was getting. I mean, I see a lot of places that are not specifically safe, but I don't always get a vibe about them. This one, I got a bad vibe. I saw somebody in my vision. I saw somebody hopping over the fence and hurting the animals. And that's what happened. Well, I did speak to one of the employees there, a volunteer, but she had been there for a few years. And
I think she'd been there for several years, actually.
Yeah.
And she kind of dismissed your concern.
Well, she didn't dismiss it.
Not
she
in a rude way, but
it's a safe area. All the people here understand the facility. And they were going on, which was really not a very astute or concise answer because, you know, people driving by, the facility is just not open. The openness of the facility just doesn't determine that the people around are going to be safe. But, you know, anyone could have driven up, but That's common sense.
Anyway, I thought it was notable that you had mentioned this to them a year ago, and then, you know, of course, now this has happened. But let's get on our scheduled topic, Neil.
Well, that is part of the scheduled topic because the idea is what do you see in the future? How can you see the future and control it? Well, here was one example where I'm seeing in the future the animals being harmed. I tell the people about it. And a representative just saying, well, you know, it's fine. That's one problem we have with that psychics. When they see in the future, people will say, well, why didn't you do something about it if you see something? Well, a lot of times psychics try to do something. In the past I've worked with police departments and things, but they don't, you know, until it's kind of a catch-22 because unless there's a crime committed, they don't put out the manpower or maybe the financial power to correct it, aside from what their budgets may be or whatever the case is, or if they have to add certain protection. I guess if you're well established in certain agencies, with certain agencies, and you're a psychic and you tell them something, they might pay a little bit more attention to it. But anyways, I've very rarely, except in individual readings, had much luck with facilities or organizations and telling them about some kind of impending problem. But like I said, at individual levels, when people have me come out to their home or when people ask them about their future travel or anything of that nature, I can see into the future and give them somewhat of an accurate assessment of what the future may hold. Now, this gets into the idea of self-control, which is very interesting. The idea of self-control really comes from the concept of the prefrontal cortexes in the brain where we regulate self-control. When we're talking about raw intelligence, we're talking about that primitive intelligence. It's more on an instinctual nature or raw emotional nature. We're not talking about the higher aspects of thinking where we separate ourselves from other species. In the primitive brain, we do have a seed of mysticism, because we even know that in the primitive brain there's a concept of other of the cosmos, of the spirits and animals, of maybe gods or goddesses, weird forms and faces that appeared in cave drawings and whatnot, art, old art and architecture. So there is some link to that. And obviously, we've evolved as a human species, so something had to be going on with those primitive cultures as they evolve in terms of learning how to exert some sense of control over the future. If there was not such a concept of control of the future, we wouldn't be here. It would all just be haphazard, and ultimately we would have become extinct like the dinosaurs, no matter how powerful we would have felt been at the time. So the idea of preconceived ideas, when someone has a vision, but let's say when someone has a vision like the Wright brothers had a vision, Walt Disney had a vision on a park bench looking at the carousel in Griffith Park. And in Griffith Park, sitting on that park bench, he dreamed up Disneyland. And that became a vision. Now, was he a psychic? No. Was he a visionary? Yes. So visionaries are linked to being psychics. And we can, in our world, envision something. You take it on a very simple level. Envision yourself right now reaching for something. Envision yourself doing it. And then 1 minute later, do it. You've just controlled the future. Now, that's very simple. You can say, in 1 minute, I'm going to cough. And in 1 minute, you cough because you've self-induced it like that. Well,
thank you for that example.
Yeah, right in your face. The idea that we can control the future can be very simple, as in that, And then it gets more complex as we start to see the future and see things that are occurring and thereby take it back to the present and deal with it. Well, either we deal with it in a way to where we try to avert it, if we can see a way of averting it. Sometimes when I'm driving, or when Chris and I are driving, I'll see an impending hazard on the road, and I'll get into another lane, and sure enough, as I drive by, there's the object, or there's the brake light going on, and cars are skidding. So I often will see the future before it occurs and avert it. That's controlling the future. I'm not controlling the event, but I'm controlling my placement in the event.
Hmm.
Now, when you're controlling an event, that's different. That takes a more sophisticated element of the frontal lobe, where our brains are more advanced and we get into the idea of how we can control and manipulate things. Like I said, there's a cross-reference between the back of the brain and the front of the brain. The back of the brain still holds that mysticism, that pure idea of instinct. Like I said, there were probably several cavemen that were very psychic. They would know where the saber-toothed tiger was and avert it. They could sense it. And that was beyond the idea of smelling, hearing, tasting, because that's what the cavemen did when they hunted. But there was also this sense of vibration. Sometimes it would be a vibration in the air. Sometimes we look at birds. Before an earthquake, birds will flock, they'll fly, they'll scatter. Animals will run into burrows. Because are they sensing a vibration, a physical vibration? Or are they sensing something very primitive in the element of instinct? And the instinct is related to survival. And do we have it in the backs of our brains that there is a seed of psychic energy whereby we can actually determine and sense the future? I believe we all have that. Now, as it gets more advance, then we start to create objects, or we start to create some form of physicality where we can just run from it. Animals will flee. They won't. If an animal has an instinct about some impending trouble, they don't go and change it. They flee from it. So that's the flight distance. That's the attitude of survival. What we do as humans is we get into the front parts of our brain and advance our thinking. We meet the future head on in the present and change it before it occurs. Now, that's what the best of the psychics do. I have several clients who will say to me, can you change the future? Can you actually change it? The answer is yes. Now, there is an element of destiny and karma which can't be changed. But that is in the eye of the psychic. A good psychic will be able to say to you, this can't be changed. Unfortunately, I did do a reading back past many years ago where I told a person I was giving a reading to, I mentioned this person's name and their size of who they are and everything, and I said they're going to drown in a river accident.
You, not the person that you're reading, but someone.
Yeah, they knew.
They knew.
Uh-huh. And the person said, that's ridiculous. This
that's,
is an avid outdoorsman. They're very strong. You just don't see it.
And
I go, well, it's going to happen.
That brings up another topic about when you decide, when is appropriate to decide to inform somebody about an impending death. Were you trying to help them avoid it, or was it even possible that it could have been avoided?
I guess in my attempt, I wasn't talking to the person specifically. I was talking to a friend of the person. And my attempt to do that, It came out spontaneously, so I didn't really have time to calculate whether it would be right or wrong to say it. It just came out, and it seized me like a sudden jolt. But when I said it, you know, and then I coupled it with, well, there's nothing you can do. They're going to die. Well, because the image, I couldn't even change the image in my mind. I couldn't get the person to untangle themselves. I couldn't, in my mind's eye, couldn't get the person not to go to the river. And in a flash of a snap of a finger, which is what psychics see, everything is very, very quick. So you could talk about hours of plotline development, but a psychic will see it all in one time.
This was a famous person, wasn't it? Someone related to a famous person?
No, the person was well known in their field, but this wasn't a famous person, not this one. And the person that...
No?
And the
Sorry,
person
I wrote down
that,
a little note. Because I know you did a reading with that person.
Yeah.
A person that had that happen in their life, but that was more a prominent figure.
Well, that person's deceased. So we can talk about it. You're talking about Tim Buckley and Jeff Buckley.
Jeff Buckley, yeah.
Both
who drowned.
Yeah.
Tim didn't drown. Jeff drowned.
No.
Jeff Buckley drowned in the river.
Yeah, that one was a different demise. But, that was a situation that I talked about. That was in the past. But this person wasn't famous in that regard.
Okay, so different. This is a different topic, similar circumstances.
Now you couldn't.
That's
right. I couldn't change that due to the rigid attitude of the vision I was seeing. And sure enough, about a year later, this particular person, became entangled in a rope or something at the Colorado River, and was dragged to his death in the water, and that just sheer fate, destiny. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that happens. Now, there are other times when I can see a changing. I can see a shift. I can see a change. Whether I see a disease vanishing from the body or I see a car skidding the other way and avoiding an accident. I had another client where I said, you're going to be driving in the mountains and a tire is going to be falling out of a truck and heading right for your windshield. And if you're not driving slow and have time to maneuver, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You will die. It's going to smash through your windshield and you're dead. But I can see you averting it. Well, this person was a fast driver. But luckily, they remembered. They said, I am taking a trip up to the mountains in about 4 months. At that point in time, they took a trip up to the mountains. They deliberately drove slower. And lo and behold, a truck ahead of them, a tire fell out of the truck, bounced towards his vehicle, and he had time to swerve. Now, that's averting. That's averting. And
so
I saved his life.
So it takes a lot of skill. We can start to change our futures if we know how to work with our birthday code. But we can also, have a greater effect on humanity if we start to develop our own abilities.
That's right.
That's
absolutely right. We can actually change our future correctly going to a kind of remote viewing. And people tend to think they can't do this. Well, they can if they train themselves and they understand the practice very well. And you can avert a disaster or a problem from happening by learning how to handle the situation at hand. That gets into the idea of psychic control. Just like we have self-control. We have self-control. We control our impulses to the best of our abilities to get into the... So we can function in society and not hurt other people and learn how we control our inner impulses. It takes discipline, doesn't it? Well, the same with the psychic energy. You can learn how to get into the third eye, learn how to control it, and thereby, lo and behold, you can control your future.
Yes, and I think we can probably devote further time to this, so we'll continue on Monday, but let's get to our callers, Neil. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Area code 303 is first. Everybody in the queue is going to be getting a reading, so please hold your place there so we can efficiently move through the callers. Who's this?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
This is an interesting conversation. I'm enjoying the show. It's an interesting topic.
Oh, thank you. Is it Randy with an I?
Yes.
Okay. Randy, what's your birthday and location, please?
It's 2/15/71. The location where I was born was Manhasset, New York.
No, where you live now. Just where you live.
Oh, where I live now in Colorado.
Okay, and you're 26-8. I was going to say something about something I read in the post about giving a psychic your birthday, but I'll get to that in a moment. Randy, what is your question?
I am currently unemployed, and I'm wondering...
Sorry.
Thank you. I'm so bored. I need to get work, and I'm just dying. I shouldn't say I'm dying. No, bad choice of word. you know, just I want to work again, and I just want to know when you see that happening.
Okay. Well.
There are two aspects. The complexity, Randy, of getting into the idea of, let's get into the idea of, first of all, controlling the future. Don't say I want to work again, because want is something that it continuously alludes to. Say I am working. I'm working today. This is a little side note exercise. Don't say I want. Don't say I will. Well, I will is a little bit better than I want. Just say I'm working today. I have a job today. And keep saying that. And lo and behold, the energy that you put out, I don't know how intense your energy is, but believe me, if your energy is intense and you say something, that turns into a vibration and it will become a signal for something to attach to. So that's the first rule of thumb, is state this. Don't state what's really happening. State what you potentially want to happen and make it as a true statement. I won.
You have to really believe that you're working, though. If you're going to say that, don't you have to like really know?
No.
Like you have to really believe that.
Well, you know, you're using words that are very important. Belief is very important. Belief and faith. You're using words now that they're energies. And so I'm not going to get into a deep philosophical topic. I'm going to win anyways, but I'm not going to get into a deep philosophical topic with you about what the will is, what the belief is. That's not our point. You're asking me a question that's a legitimate question.
Can I ask a question real quick?
No.
Well, I mean, you know, she's saying, shouldn't there be some kind of vibration behind, you know, the statement, I am working. But even if she's working around the house, for instance, that's legitimate. And it can you confuse that with that intention and make it grow from, you know, I'm doing a chore to I'm getting a job?
Yeah, I mean, there's a line, that's true, and there's a line, Randy, where you have to be very careful because you say, you know, by accident, you say, it feels like I'm dying. Don't put out energies. Say what you, in other words, be careful before you speak. Be careful before you speak, because as I heard you talking, I can feel the self-sabotage and the energy you're putting out. Some people get very superstitious, and they say, you know, I'm going to put out negative energy, because whenever I do, I get positive. Well, you know, however I understand that principle, for you, I wouldn't do it. So here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking right now. And I'm thinking out loud, but I'm also putting into that a point of contagious positive energy. And that's that you're going to be working in the month of May. You're going to have a job. Now, part of that
is
by
the
sheer,
so
yeah, in the month of May, she's going to have a job. Now, that's by the point of sheer determinism on the part of me as a psychic to help you. And because my attitude of faith is steadfast and strong, and I talk to angels sometimes without even looking at the future to see if something's going to happen, the sheer willpower of a human being can help other human beings. Because I do believe in willpower, and I don't care if people equate that with ego. My ego is on a level of altruism, not self-sufficiency in terms of that. So I'm putting out on your behalf a request, a determination that through higher powers, whatever they may be, in my mind I know who my higher powers are, but in that attachment, Randy, I'm going to say a job in May. Okay, job in May. So what kind of work? Well, the one thing that I'm seeing, I don't know where it is around you, Randy, but who is the person, either you or someone in your family or someone you knew that did bookkeeping?
Oh. It could be deceased?
Yeah.
Or my mother.
Your mother was a bookkeeper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, your mother's coming in because the vibration of the energy talking to me came, I can channel where it's coming from. So, I mean, you know, you turn the TV, you know, you're on channel 7 or channel 2, whatever it may be, HBO. I'm turning on my radar and I got a signal from a spirit, something. I didn't know they were alive or what, but I got a signal from an entity, let's put it that way, that said bookkeeping. So when you relate it to your mother, then I get an immediate vibe that whether that was your mother or if it was something else. But the vibe was from your mother. So your mother says hello, I guess in cosmic language, says hello.
Hello.
She sends you a flood of flowers, so it means I come in peace, I come in love. I don't know, you know, we're not here to talk about your history with your mother, just that she sends you a bouquet of love and compassion. And she's stating to me that May is good for a job for you. So there's something in that element that right now we're looking at this, Randy, as a possibility that you're going to be working in the month of May. Now, have there ever been any horses around you, or what's your link to horses?
That's funny. Somebody else said that too recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Someone said the Kentucky Derby, maybe the Kentucky Derby. I don't know.
The Kentucky Derby. No. I already know. Someone said that recently to you because you had a past life with horses.
Oh, really? I love horses.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you now, don't worry about why people keep saying it to you. It's very clear to me you had a past life with horses. So you were a horse person and you had that element. And you might have even been in a past life, just for the fun of our discussion, an assistant in veterinarian medicine or science of that nature. So there was something that you did that where you worked with animals and helped animals, assisted animals. I can see you on a plane, plain, where you helped a wild horse, like a Mustang. You helped a horse, and so this kind of thing. So as I'm looking at this, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, in a past life, Randy really helped a lot of animals, at least animals, if not people. And so I'm going to put forth this energy that's going to be carried along with you. Now, when I do that, I start to see a flock of birds. And a flock of birds is always a good sign. As we know, Noah was probably very gratified to see that dove come by with a twig in his mouth. So I'm telling you that there is an element of some delivery that you're going to probably be getting a job in May. What kind of work are you looking for?
Social work.
Well, there we go. Social work, that's beautiful, because that's the altruistic helping energy that I'm alluding to. It went from animals to people, and we're talking about the idea of helping others and being altruistic and whatnot. Well, social work is totally, I even said the word society today in the former discussion I had with Kristen and the radio audience that to be a social creature is part of the higher brain functioning, the frontal brain functioning. So I think you're going to be getting work in Randy. In May, Randy.
That's good.
Just keep putting your applications
out. We're in May,
out.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So we're looking at somewhere within the next 3 weeks. Okay?
All right, Randy.
Yay, thank you so much. And if you could get back to that, you said you were going to say something about like telling people your dates. And you said you were going to get back to it. So if you, sometime today, like before the end of the show, if you can.
I will after we close the call. So I'm going to put you on mute if that's okay. And then
that's great. Thank you.
Make my statement. Okay, thanks, Randy, so much. And we would love it if you joined us right here on Blog Talk Radio by following us or came to our Facebook page. That would be great. And you can call me all 562-596-7818 for further discussion. But what I was going to say is that we belong to several groups on Facebook, and there's a lot of different conversations regarding psychic energy and metaphysics, et cetera, but someone posted an article, which I was trying to find as Randy was talking, about how to tell a legitimate psychic from an illegitimate psychic, and the person added to this article, beware if the psychic asks your birth date, because they're probably reading off an astrological chart. And I thought, this is so, there's so much misinformation out there. But, the birth date is a code. And for someone who's a numerologist, Neil, I mean, you borrow from many different types of, astrology. There's a part of that is included in your readings, of course. But when you're reading a birth date code, it lights up, as you say. So, total misinformation
Be careful of these. I'm about to make one, but be careful of these blanket statements that people, I've been a psychic well, since I
since you're a little child, but
and I'm in my 60s, and I even hear a lot of psychics saying, "Oh, when I was a psychic, you know, it was so long ago." Well, you know, I mean, then we get past lives going on as psychic energies and things like that. But I'm sort of amazed at how a lot of current psychics are taking this popular definitions of what it is to be a psychic. It's amazing what come up with. It's somewhat downright irresponsible.
Somewhat downright.
redundant, huh? Well, it's irresponsible to be making statements about the psychic elements when a lot of people don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it disturbs me because it misrepresents the real components of what the psychic realm is out there. Now, I'm not saying I've read and experienced some beautiful things from psychics, and I thought, well, boy, right on, that's perfect, beautifully stated. So I'm not insinuating that there aren't psychics out there that are in connection to things, but I've heard plenty of nonsense things that I just can't help. I try to hold my peace, but I burst out laughing because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, but we're not here to talk about that. I like to talk about the accuracy of what it is to be a psychic.
Well, and clearly, you know, in Randy's case, you know, if you were reading off an astrological chart, I mean, you certainly wouldn't have known that there was a bookkeeping energy in her life. So,
no.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that people make these statements and, you know, it's not critical thinking, people.
No. And there's plenty of times when I don't even ask the birth date. In fact, in most of my readings, I divine the birth date.
You divine the birth date from...
I don't ask for
we
it.
We just don't have time
on
to do it
radio?
On the radio.
Oh, no,
we don't
not
have
on
time
the radio.
To
really,
the radio, so we do get
no.
the birth date.
We have all these callers, and I'm sure everybody wants to be in line and talk and not just one person dominating the whole hour.
Yes,
you know?
Like us right now. So let's get to our next caller. So we have 256-509 and 843. You're all going to get readings, but let me bring the first 256 on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Wanda.
Oh, hi, Wanda.
Hey.
Your birthday?
June 21st, 1962.
62.
Yes, 62.
Okay, and where are you calling from again? Somewhere in the south, I think.
Alabama.
Mhm. And it's been a while since we've spoken with you. What's going on?
Like the other caller, I'm looking for another job. My job is played out, and I was going to see. And I've been.
Your job what?
It's playing out. The
okay.
Really, no.
You
hours.
Have a job. Are you currently employed?
Yeah.
But you're looking for
yes,
something
it's,
else.
Yes, it's very few hours, like 6 hours a week.
All right.
And
well,
I've been putting out applications. I was going to see if you see me getting a job
just,
soon.
Can I just clarify something? You're looking for something that's part time, or you're only working part time? It wasn't clear.
I'm only working part-time, and
so you're
I'm looking
for
another
work.
Job.
Are you
yes,
looking for full-time
work? Either or, because the part-time work that I'm doing, I'm only getting like 6 hours a week.
I see. Okay, that's the question. All right. Neil?
Well, right now, in the line of your energy, Wanda, your master number is 9, and you have a karma at 27. And I don't remember if we've spoken before or if you've told me about what happened at the age of 27 when you had a karmic break and things were supposed to have changed then. Some drama, a dramatic change should have occurred at around the age of 27. And because your master number is 9 and we go on multiples of 9 with you, your next multiple of 9 is going to be at the age of 54. Now, you're 52 now, and my long-range prediction will be at the age of 54, which is about in a year and some months, you're going to be making some big changes anyways, even from the point you're at today. So you're going to be making changes within about a year and about roughly 2 months. You'll be making changes then in that whole year, the age of 54. Now, prior to that, you're now looking for a work. You want a whole mess of full-time work and not just 6 hours a week. And I would assume that in your area, Alabama, maybe I'm being presumptuous, but I would think that it's difficult to find work, the economy, everything. So I imagine you're having a really hard time finding work. So again, what I'm doing, I'm going to do with you, because of the vibe I'm getting, I'm going to do with you what I do with the former caller, Randy, and I'm going to promote this idea that with my management team, my team of angels that I work with, that's a very powerful team, believe me, I'm going to ask that you have work coming up very soon that will be full-time. Now, just for the heck of it, Wanda, look at your whole life just for a second. Did you ever work in the food industry, a grocery store, a supermarket? I don't care if it was for a month, a summer, when you were young. Did you ever do anything like that?
A little bit of waitress and very, very little, about a month.
Waitressing?
But you asked what?
Well, supermarket food industry. Waitressing gets into the corner of the perimeter of the, we're in the boundaries of that, of answering that affirmatively. So I'm in that zone right now. I'm just going to take that little validation, however soft focus it is, and I'm going to apply it to a longer-term energy. So I'm seeing something that looks like 35 hours. It's an odd amount of hours for the week, but it seems like, 35 hours. There's something about a 35-hour zone going on. So as I'm working with you on the radio today, it might be in the course of evolving to something deeper. But I'm starting to get that idea that you're going to find something 35 hours. Right now you're at a strange 6 hour. So who can figure that out? But So 35, another odd figure. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to triple that six. Well, quadruple it. It's going to be 36. That's going to be 6 times 6. That's going to be 36. So I'm going to give you another, I'm going to ask for another 5 rolls of sours throughout the week and get something rolling with that. I'm only going to
be 6 squared almost.
Yeah, 6 squared.
Close.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things I'm going to put out for you. We don't need to discuss them now, and you don't need to have any firm attachment to this. But I'm going to put out the name Colleen. It's either Colleen or Coletta or something like that. That's one name. Don't worry if you don't know it. It might be in the future that I'm working with this. I'm going to put out a element of, where are you working now currently for 6 hours? What are you doing?
Government contract work in
government
health studies. Yes, in health studies.
Health studies. Health studies.
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever know a Colleen at any time in your life? Anybody? I don't care how small or...
I've got a cousin that is, she's younger than I am. She's about 20. Her name is Colleen.
Okay.
That's it.
That's what I'm looking at. So I just want to take that energy. I'm going to build my little spider web here, start to formulate this idea, health department, more time, more zone, more zone, more zone. Would you be opposed to ever working in a doctor's office?
No, I would not. Matter of fact, thinking about putting in, I'll just be honest with you, what you said earlier, another change. I'm thinking about going back to school to either be a medical assistant or be a nurse. And
well,
I can't get back into school for a year and 2 months, matter of fact, I think. Because they only take applications once a year. So,
okay, so do that.
That was
do
a
that.
Thought.
Do that for yourself, Wanda. Go back and get
okay.
into nursing school. Go back and go to nursing school in about a year and 2 months. That would be a proper change. In the meantime, I'm going to ask that you get a work in a doctor's office, okay?
Okay, Wanda. Well, keep us posted, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
You guys. Take care.
Can you all put me on hold?
Yes. Yes, you're on mute. 562-596-7818. We've got 20 minutes, Neil, and 3 callers left. So let's try to be aware of the time here. 509 is next, then 843. Then we have a private caller. Private caller, the person that has their number blocked, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us.
509, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Erica.
Oh, hi, Erica.
Hi,
thanks
for having me.
Again?
12493.
So Erica is from Washington, and you just transferred schools, right?
Yeah.
Criminal justice major, is that correct? Seven,
yes.
Okay, go ahead with your question, Erica.
Well, the day that I moved to the university, I got into a collision. It was a fender bender type. And I just want to know, like, there wasn't any officers involved or anything, but I was mailed a ticket to my hometown, and I'm being charged with negligence, second degree, and no insurance. My insurance had expired, 3 days prior, I think. And then the guy, his name is Tony, and he's also 21, so he's my age, but he was texting, and he was holding up the line. We were at a stop sign, so it was him, me, and then three other cars. And there wasn't like any cars coming or anything, but it was a shocker to get the ticket because there wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a report or anything like that. So I want to know like how that will go.
So he was at a stop sign texting and you were behind him and you rear-ended him?
Yeah, because he had taken like a long time, maybe like 3 minutes, and there wasn't any cars coming, so I just got impatient. Like, I kept looking if there was any cars coming, and there wasn't, so I went for it, assuming that he had already left. And
right.
That's
I don't understand how there'd be a police report when there's no police. That's weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get into the element of the fact that you're 21. Well, I'm getting into the fact that you're 21 and that's inverted your month 12, and you're at 29.11.2 in your master.
And
number,
he's like a couple days on, I think, younger or older, like just a couple days. He's really, really like exact December and all of that. And yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah. Well. You have a certain element of karma in your birth date and in your energy field that I'm picking up that has to do with karma on the road. When we talk about karma on the road, you know, back in time, whenever we have altercations on the road, it oftentimes leads to altercations we have in wartime zones in a past life. Now, there isn't much you can do about that except take it as kind of enticing information, because that's what I believe. I believe a major part of our major traffic collisions come from a sense of wartime energy and aggression. And it is a matter, you know, when I drive, I'm so cautious. I'm constantly unaware.
Oh, boy.
And
that's the truth.
And
you've never been in an accident.
No, I've never been in an accident.
Or even gotten a ticket.
Averted accidents. Gary, I've averted accidents and all that. But I think that common sense is when you drive, drive defensively. The handbooks will tell you that. And it doesn't matter what the rules of the road are. Always drive defensively, not aggressively. And so you mentioned you got impatient and you back-ended somebody, you hit somebody. It doesn't matter if they were texting or not. They're in the wrong. They're in trouble too, but you hit them. That means driving defensively, driving carefully. When you back-end somebody, you're supposed to know. You don't always know the rules of the road. You know, a child, that could have been a child that came out. So you don't want to act aggressive. There's nothing on the road that is worth the risk of your life in terms of speeding.
Yeah.
And statistics will say that even if you race, maybe at the most over a long distance, you're saving maybe 20 minutes. Even if you race, is that worth the effort that goes into that? That you could be risking a major collision. There was a girl who was texting. Kristen showed me about a girl who was texting and she wasn't looking, and she was in a car accident and her Right eye is now gone.
She doesn't
deformed.
Have, I mean, horrible. No hearing, I mean, very limited hearing. She
yeah.
can't smell anymore.
No.
Very tragic.
If this is your penalty, accept it. Just accept it. Now, you can, if you want to do, you have every right to fight it. You can get an attorney. You know, you can find somebody that
there
might.
There is no attorneys for traffic. I already asked. Like, but the thing is, since there wasn't any officers involved or anything, I can just turn around and say, like, you know what? He's the one that backed up and hit me. So literally I can say anything that I want because there wasn't anyone there.
Yeah.
But why
you know?
I don't understand how there could be a charge against you with no police report. I mean, what happened after the accident?
Spoke about how we were going to go about it because we were both students, you know. And then we just exchanged information and then we left. That was it.
Uh-huh.
No, you know,
yeah.
Very odd. I mean, I would contact the police today, you know, I'm getting this charge. I mean,
I don't know if they can do anything about it.
Well, at
you
least
know?
Inquire well, why there is a charge.
Are you going before a judge?
Yeah, I have to go to a judge, but I did call yesterday, and the officer, he was just shocked. He's like, well, I don't understand how, you know, you were issued a ticket when there wasn't any officers involved and, you know, the scene.
Okay.
And I was just like, that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
So it's probably going to be dismissed. Be very respectful to the judge. Do not lie. Do not tell fibs.
Hmm.
Say exactly what happened. Don't deviate from the truth. And just be very respectful to the judge. And the judge will probably dismiss it. I'm going to put out energy that the judge will. I think he probably will. Just be very respectful.
Okay.
State the facts. Don't lie for an ounce. Not a symbol of ounce of a lie. I'm trying to emphasize that you've got to be honest.
Totally
in
honest.
Court.
Okay.
They judges.
Okay.
If you lie once, if you, they catch you in a lie, they that's it. They're done with you.
Yeah.
Believe me. So tell the truth.
Yeah.
And okay. I think you're going to be let go. It will be taken off. That's
all
what
right.
I might do. My.
Okay, Erica, let us know what happens. Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I will. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right. We have two callers left now, 843 and 502. 843 is next. 502, press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 843, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
I'm doing well. My name is Pooja.
Oh, hi, Pooja. And can you remind us of your birth date?
Yes, 6/26/1985.
85. All right. And what's your question?
I didn't just finish, but I feel like I'm in the middle of another transformation spiritually. And, you know, my life, I really can't tell what's, I'm in a moment where I can't really tell what I should be doing. I'm just kind of in the flow of things right now, and it's very different. So I'm going to ask about that and see if there's any guidance about what's to come.
All
I
right.
Feel like there's a lot of love coming my way, though. Would you feel that?
A lot of smog? What'd you say?
A lot of what coming your way?
A lot of
love. Not smog, love.
A lot of love coming your way. Well, I hope so. I mean, your number. Here I'm saying hope, and I'm telling somebody else not to say. Your number is 37101. You're a compounded person. You're 29 years old. And you're saying that you're sort of in a fog right now. You're not really sure what to do. Well, that's appropriate. You should be in a fog right now because you're 29 years old, and that's for you in your energy field, that's going to be a kind of a foggy time because you are going through a transition. Is there going to be love? Yes. I do believe that there is going to be a relationship coming up in about 2 months, within a window of 2 months.
A relationship?
A relationship coming up within a window of 2 months. Did you ever go through a relationship? Any relationships last between two and a half years? I mean, you're 29, you're not that old. But have you had anything that lasted to an approachable date of 2 years?
Yes, I did. My last year of college, I did. It's been a while, but I feel like whatever's coming up soon is going to be more of a lifetime thing, not just a two-year
No. I was referring to the past, not the future.
Mm-hmm.
So you're.
I've had a lot of transitions.
Yeah, there's going to be some. You're going through transitions right now because you're getting ready for an element. When you turn 30 this June, you have a period of 7 years before you turn 37. Obviously, that's your higher karmic number. It's one of your karmic numbers, mm-hmm. and seven is a sacred number. So you're going into a length of. You're going into a space of time between 30 and 37 where there's going to be all kinds of changes. But this includes marriage, children, career. All of that gets activates in the next 7 years. So what's mm-hmm. happening is that you're going to be in this kind of this funky fog until June, about another 5 weeks, June 26th, when you turn 30, things start to shift. Now, at that point in time, a person will soon be coming in that will be a probably life mate, meant to be a life mate, with some form of contingencies on based upon the character of the person and your endurance, too. So that will occur, and you're also going to be getting it. It feels like some kind of cosmic degree. I don't know. I don't think it's an academic degree, but it's a cosmic degree about working. It has something to do with your employment issue. Were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to ask you about her birth date because the 10, the 30, because she goes in cycles of one, but also in 10-year cycles because she's compounded. That's why she'll be experiencing a change at 30?
Well, partially, but 37 is not a compound of 10. But see, there's a 7-year delay there.
Yes, I
understand
that. Her karmic number.
7-year delay, that means that indeed at the age of 30 she's going to be going through a change, but at 37
seven
she's
is going
to
be a major change. Right.
So have you done any amount of extensive traveling, Pooja?
Not extensive, but what's happening is I've been training kind of with a really famous guru that travels a lot.
You mentioned that on the last show.
Oh, I didn't remember.
No, of course not. I
wouldn't have remembered that. But
I didn't remember he traveled.
Now that has a connection to your journey in life. So that connection that you have with that mystic or guru or whatever, mm-hmm. That connected is a tribal energy. You're the past life with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm reading his energy through you, meaning that you're part of a tribal energy with him that probably was past life family.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a past life family, and we're talking about, you know, certain ethics that high teachers should have, but
mm-hmm.
We're talking about in the past life a family energy in this lifetime acting out as mentor or guru for you, and so we're
mm-hmm.
moving into an element where you're going to be more enlightened with energy. So I can't get into the details of this, but I'm telling you that you're on a direct vibrational path. It's going
mm-hmm.
to probably manifest and shift gears this June to a higher degree. I see a child around you, so a child will be coming in, probably one through birth, not that's later, but there's going to be a child around you coming in around you anyways before that birth.
Okay, and we have to move on, Pooja, but hopefully that's helpful, and we appreciate your call.
Great, thank you.
Thanks. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. 502 is next.
Hi, this is Leanne.
Hi, can you spell your name?
Yes, it's Leanne.
Leanne. And your birth date and location, please.
Okay, it's 8680 in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Okay. Not too many callers from Kentucky, Leanne. what's your question?
My question is pretty similar to the other. I was just curious if there will be a relationship coming into my life anytime soon.
Well,
is wrong with him? Did
that's one of the big questions that people ask.
Relationships or jobs?
Mm-hmm. You're 34. You're 34 years old, right?
Right.
Well, Leanne, at 32 years old, 2 years ago, there was a change. I don't know if I've ever spoken.
I don't think
before, but at 32, no. There was a change. Was that true?
Well, I was married for a very long time, and at 33, we ended our marriage. So it was around that time. Yes, there may have been things going on at 32 that I wasn't really sure about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where I'm going, because in my concept of my own personal numerology, which is based on a higher cosmic principle, I sometimes allow a 9-month window. If God allowed a 9-month window to give birth, I allow a 9-month window to be inaccurate.
Right.
in that regard, that happened, and you ended your marriage right sometime within 9 months of that date of August when you were 32. And then that was probably some form of betrayal, hurt, pain, whatever. So we get now into the idea that your master number is 5.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that come this August, you're going to be 35.
Mm-hmm.
Now that 35 is 7 times 5, 7 cycles of 5. Now you're not divisible. 32 is your karmic age. Don't forget that's not divisible by 5. So your life, Leanne, goes in increments of 5 from birth to death, but also increments of every 5 years from 32 on. So at 35, mm-hmm. you're going to probably meet the next guy that you could be married again.
Okay.
In other words, the guy you meet at 35 could become your second husband.
Okay.
So I feel very good about the person coming in when you turn 35, somewhere in that window. It could be in August, it could be September, October. I don't have time to calculate that. But
right.
It happens at 35. You're asking me a specific question about relationship. It happens at 35. And this could be, again, a very nice energy for you. So that's what I'm picking up on. There's some, I don't know what it is, and forgive me about organized religion, or, you know, that's not where I'm coming from, but there's somebody in your family past or background that was a clergyman or somebody in the church, anybody like that?
My father, uh-huh.
Yeah, what was he?
He's a preacher. He's a Baptist preacher.
Yeah. So there's our validation for us, okay?
Mm-hmm. Great.
That's a form of a psychic validation.
So
that tells me that the guy's coming this year.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, great. And you think that it would lead to marriage, possibly?
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
It could be a very good, wonderful relationship that could lead to marriage, possibly.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Leon.
Okay.
Well, we thank you for your
call. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. 562-596-7818. Those of you who haven't followed our show, we would love it if you did. That's right here on Blog Talk Radio. Just click on that follow button. You can join us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, friend us on Facebook. Neil Baker Psychic and Neil Baker are the account names. Of course, you'll be reaching me, not Neil, on those accounts, but his number, 562-596-7818. We are back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, Neil, and everyone have a great weekend. Bye-bye.